Running an organization is a lot like three-dimensional chess. You've got 100 things all moving in different directions, but at the core is your culture. Master that, and the rest is exponentially easier. Mess it up, and you've lost the game. This podcast is your playbook to getting culture right, and it's not as hard as you might think. This is Amy Riccardi, and you're listening to the CEO Playbook to create a kick-ass culture. Okay, so today I'm going to go super, super tactical on you with regards to some tools, or a tool in particular, that I use for CEOs, executive teams, and organizations. It's an assessment tool I've been using for, well, basically since 2004 when I was initially introduced to it. I've been certified in it since 2009. I'm going to tell you all about it and explain to you why I think it is the best differentiator between just good and okay leaders and exceptional leaders and how I use the tool. So here we go. So this tool is called the Kolbe Assessment. It's K-O-L-B-E. And it's named after Kathy Kolbe, the founder of Kolbe Corp. Kathy is absolutely brilliant, one of my mentors, and I would even consider her a friend. She is an amazing woman who created this assessment tool decades and decades and decades ago. And it's probably one of the best but little known assessment tools out there. Why do I love it? Well, I've been offered by tons of different assessment companies over the years to rep and sell and use their assessment tools. But I only use this and sometimes add to this StrengthsFinder results. But this is my go-to assessment, and I'm going to tell you why. In complete layman's terms, the Kolbe assessment is the secret sauce that tells you how someone is going to innately take action and make decisions when left to their own devices. It has nothing to do with how they feel about things or how motivated they are by things. It has everything to do with when you leave somebody to do a task, like a good leader should, right? You should give somebody a task. It is going to tell you, and it is the roadmap to tell you how that individual is going to take what you want them to do and run with it. And there's no right or wrong answers to the Kolbe. It just tells you how it's going to get done. It's like having a roadmap. It says, okay, you know, here's Amy, here's her Kolbe numbers, and this is exactly how she's likely going to do this task or activity if you give it to her. And it's brilliant because it is so, so spot on. I have used this. I can't even count the number of people that we have used this with over the years. I use it with every single client, every single leadership team, and every single organization that I can possibly get to do this because it is so, so accurate. So what does it do? It measures your innate strengths in four different areas. One is called Fact Finder, and that's how much focused you are on facts and information, how detail-oriented you are, and how much you are going to rely on facts. And within this category are three different buckets. The number goes from 1 to 10, and it's divided 1 to 3, 4 to 6, and 7 to 10. That doesn't mean if you have a 10 across the board, you're fantastic, and if you're 0 across the board, you're not. It has nothing to do with it. It just has to do with how much you leverage each of these strengths. So the first one is called Fact Finder. The second one is called Follow Through, although it has nothing to do with your ability to follow through with things. The label's a little misleading. But it really addresses how much a person needs structure and process and organization of the information that they're gathering. So how much a person wants structure and process. The third is called Quick Start, and it's how comfortable somebody is with risk and uncertainty. These are often people that like to innovate and experiment and improvise, and it's kind of like they want to try it, and if it doesn't work, then they'll adjust things and try it again. So Quick Start deals with risk and uncertainty. And Implementers, which is the fourth category, measures how we work with our physical space and things, you know, haptics and getting your hands on things versus being very conceptual. So to be perfectly honest with you, this is just an absolutely amazing assessment tool. And let me tell you why I think it's so great. This has over, I'm going to say 96, I have to go back and look at my numbers again, but something like 96, 97% test retest reliability. So your numbers are not going to significantly change over time. Unlike things like the Myers-Briggs or the DISC or some of the other assessment tools that are out there that everybody loves using, I have taken the Myers-Briggs probably a dozen times in my life and I get different answers every single time. Ask me before I had kids, my answers would be one way. Since I've had kids, now that I have teenagers, whatever, my numbers have dramatically changed over time. This is awesome because your numbers don't change. And I've actually had IRS employees test me on this and try to test me on this, and it didn't work. Their numbers came back the exact same every single time. Over the years, I've had other people who've taken this once and then taken again the next year or a couple years later, exact same results every single time. So I love it because it's tried and true and you absolutely can rely on it. And I use it to not only understand individuals better. So at the basic level, you can take my Colby profile and your Colby profile, and we can take a look at the numbers and where they're similar and where they're different. And then we can have a dialogue about the strengths that each of us bring to the table in these four different areas and how we like to deal with facts and information, how we like to deal with organization and structure and process, how we like to deal with risk and uncertainty, how we like to deal with conceptual versus physical concepts and understanding things. We can take a look at this from a one-to-one person perspective and get a really, really clear sense of where we are. This is, by the way, the Colby A index that does this. It's a self-assessment. It takes about 15 minutes to do it. And it's absolutely brilliant. You assess your own strengths and it reports out immediately. So that's the Colby A. You can use Colby A and Colby A of two different people. You can take Colby A's of an entire team and run reports on it and get really interesting information about the synergies of a team. And I've used this before and it works brilliantly. All right, so that's the Colby A. The Colby B, just as important, is your self-assessment of the expectations of your current job. So if I have a CEO who in particular is really struggling in their role, I have them take the Colby A and then I have them take the Colby B. And what we will see from time to time are the numbers on these two things are different in one or more areas, and sometimes significantly different. And this means you're just creating a lot of internal tension, you know, within yourself around how you like to naturally operate, as is indicated on the Colby A, and what you think the expectations are of your role, which you've indicated in Colby B. Right. And that is a fascinating thing too. I've used it with employees who are struggling in a job. I've had them take the Colby A and the Colby B, and the differences in that will tell you an awful lot about how stressed out somebody feels in doing their current job. The third one is called a Colby C index. And this one is really fantastic too. So this is what a supervisor or a leader or a manager of a leader of an individual would do for a specific job. In the case of a CEO, if you had a board of directors, I would have people on the board of directors take a couple people on the board of directors take a Colby C for your position. And then we take a look across the board at your A, your B, and the C results and see where the differences lay. For a CEO, I would also do this for each one of the positions on your executive team. Not by individual, but by your expectations of the job for each one of the positions on your executive team, then have your team, your executive team take the A and the B. Those three reports together across your entire executive team give me, without ever meeting a single person, an incredible blueprint to what's going on and the dynamics and the issues that may exist on your leadership team way before I even meet you. Because I can just look at those numbers and say, you know, I bet you're dealing with this, this, and this issue. And 9 times out of 10, CEO's like, how in the world do you know that? And it literally all has to do with these Colby results. It's phenomenal, an absolutely phenomenal tool. I believe it is the competitive advantage that we have as an organization, that my clients have as organizations, is the secret sauce to addressing so many people problems in organizations these days. It is absolutely amazing what I can tell from a team dynamics and an individual performance perspective just looking at somebody's Colby results. I can even look at their Colby results and their job description and say, you know what, these aren't even aligned. What you are looking for in this role and this job description don't even match up. So you're never going to have success in that job. There's all kinds of ways we can do it. We can use it in the hiring process. So we can actually show you how to implement it in the hiring process, which is great too. And having the power of this tool is crazy. So let me tell you what I see in the hiring process that happens over and over again. If you've ever had somebody, and I know I have, that on paper, on their resume, looks like a rock star. You're like, wow, this person is amazing. They've got all the skill sets we're looking for, all the experience that we're looking for, right? You invite them in and you interview them, and everybody loves the person. They're dynamic. They're fun to be around. They're smart. They get the job. They understand the role. They're just, they'll easily fit into the organization. So you bring them on and they start, and 60 days or 90 days or 6 months later, they don't work out. And you're like, how the hell did that happen? Like this is like the person has the great technical skills. Their resume looks great. They interviewed like a rock star. We love, you know, the individual. And they get here and they just flop. Why is that? The Colby is actually that third leg of the stool that tells you the why behind this. I will tell you 9 times out of 10, the job is misaligned to the candidate's strengths, or the candidate is misaligned to the job's Colby requirements. I'm telling you, it's like over 90% of the time, that is one of the number one problems. So here's what we do. In our hiring process, we look at an individual's application and resume. Right? We get a really clear sense of what their resume is. Well, actually, let me back this up. We get really clear before we ever post a job about the expectations we have of the position. And if this person is going to be working, or this position is going to be working with multiple people on multiple teams, we have the team leads of all of those teams they might be working with input on the job description and the requirements. So we have them all complete a Colby C of that job, so we understand what everybody's expectations are. And if there's any gaps in that, leader A and leader B have differing views about what has to happen with that job, we have to hammer that out before we ever post the job description. All right, that's really critical. A lot of this has to do with miscommunication, and a lot of that has to do with the fact that you've got an individual coming into a job, they're going to be working with or reporting to multiple people. The expectations across those leaders is different for that job. So you've got to get really clear about that first. We get really clear about, we use the language from those Colby reports to then help craft the right kind of language in a job description to get the right person on board, okay, to attract the right person with the right strengths. We look at, and then we post the job out. We review applications and resumes. We obviously narrow down the candidates and share that information with their teammates and get clear about the top 3 or 4 or 5 candidates that we want to look at. We have them take a Colby A, and we can then map it to the desires for that job, and it will give us a letter grade A to F, as well as to how closely they match and map to the strengths of the job. We only bring in A and B candidates then, candidates that get an A or a B in this right fit process, and we interview them with the team first. The team has to give them all thumbs up. If everybody's like, yep, this is a person we want on our team. Yep, this is a person I can build a relationship with. Yes, this is a person I really enjoy spending time with. Yes, they've got the concept of the job. Only the everybody around the table gives them a thumbs up. People, the candidates, come and actually meet with me. And only at that point in time will I actually spend a significant amount of time then speaking to them very clearly about the culture of the organization. I assume at this point in time, we know they can do the job. They fit in with the team. The team likes them. That's all going to be a good fit. My job as the CEO then becomes to weed out the people who are not going to be a good culture fit for the organization. And I will hound to the end the desires of the culture. And I will always, always, always hire people who I know through my questions and my discussions with them will be a good culture fit. I will not ever bring on somebody who I even have the slightest hint is going to taint the culture of the organization or the team. I will say no to a 100% match rock star if during my conversations with them, they start getting squirmy or uncomfortable about the values that we espouse in our organization. And I will absolutely not have them join the team. My job is to protect the culture. My job is to protect my team that's already here. And I will go to whatever lengths I have to do to make sure that's the case. My job is to really weed out and ferret out the people who have been kind of posturing during their interview process and have kind of floated through. My job is to make it very clear that I will protect the culture. And if for some reason the person winds up getting through and then turns out to not be a culture fit, that's completely on me. And I will have no problem letting them go in like no time flat. There's no kind of hanging around until we find somebody else. If we've made a bad hire, we made a bad hire, we'll let them go. But in this process, way more often than not, we just don't even have to bother with firing people because honestly, it's a good fit all the way around. So I want to share that with you because this tool is, I'm actually preparing to go get my recertification. Every year we have to go to our annual conference and get recertified in this tool. And this will be my 10th year using the Colby Suite. And I am just so, I don't know, I don't understand why everybody doesn't use it because it's just such a brilliant tool. It provides you as a leader, once you understand how to use the tool, it provides you as a leader such incredible competitive advantage in everything you do. I have all of my partners, all of my subcontractors, all of my team, all of my clients, all my leadership teams I work with all take this. And I'll tell you, I can tell you things about these people way before I ever meet them that is just incredibly insightful and helpful. I then am relating to people on a level that they appreciate. And that for me is transformative. So if this is something you're interested in, let me know. But I really just want to share this with you today because it's been on my mind to talk about this in a podcast episode for quite some time. I want to share with you this tool. It's amazing. If you want to get more information, you can literally just message me at amy@leadershipevolutiongroup.com. I'll be happy to share more information with you. No push to do anything, but I'm happy to share with you more about that process. You can always go to our website and get more information too, which is, leadershipevolutiongroup.com. It is a truly brilliant tool. And regardless of what tool you use, I think there's some things you really got to make sure you understand is you've got to understand whether or not you can use it in the hiring process. Not all tools are you legally allowed to do that? Because a lot of tools have bias in them and this one does not. It's one of the very few tools that's run the legal and EEOC gauntlet so you can actually use it in the hiring process if used in the right way. It's just wow. It's just a wow tool. I just absolutely love it. So again, if you have questions, let us know. Like I said, I actually combine that, the Colby first, and then sometimes I'll combine it with StrengthsFinder, which gives you very different types of information about people and measures very different kinds of things. But it's also somewhat complementary in ways too, which I find really good. So it kind of gives you a nice, well-rounded view of an individual or a candidate. But find your tool, find your secret sauce in dealing with people, find the assessment that gives you the information that you feel you can use in the most comprehensive way possible to really get a good sense of the strengths of the people around you. Because honestly, when you can build a great synergistic team of people using these kind of tools, I promise you, it's a game changer. You will see exponential growth in your organization. You will see so much more synergistic behavior. People will understand each other more, which is the key to a lot of this stuff to begin with. People that had really big differences will start to break down those differences because they'll start to understand each other better. And the fact that each of us likes to operate and work differently, and it's not a bad thing, but this helps to define what that is and gives all of us common language to start having these conversations. So Again, brilliant, brilliant tool. Colby, K-O-L-B-E, Colby Assessments. If you want more information, message us. And I hope you found this helpful today. I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you so much for listening. Hey, thanks so much for listening today. I really appreciate it. Hey, there's two ways to continue the conversation with us. You can grab us in our Facebook group, which is just Kick Ass Culture in Facebook, or you can go to anchor.fm/kickassculture and you can leave me an audio message, and it is likely that I will use it in an upcoming show. So you can ask me questions, you can give me feedback, whatever it is, I would love to hear from you. Again, it's anchor.fm/kickassculture to leave me an audio message, or facebook.com/groups/kickassculture. Have a great one.